Happy Resurrection Day. We could all find our seats. That would be amazing. We have a whole Easter party happening right now. Some of you that are partying don't even know I'm talking. Hello, Tess. Hello, test 1, 2. Sorry, I know you can hear me. I'm not coming out of the monitors. Hello, test. Sorry, that's why I may have been blasting, because I'm waiting to hear myself. Here we go. Thank you. Jalen always has the magic touch. Good morning. Why don't we just stand and lift up our praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How many of you have a reason to dance today? Oh, all right, let's try that again. How many of you have a reason to dance today? Oh, I've got a reason. I serve a risen Savior. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Sorry, I didn't see Jalen there.
Hallelujah. Is anybody excited to be in the house of the Lord today? I'm sorry, but you might need to get out of your seat for this one. I don't know if I want you stuck in your aisle. If you want to stay in your aisle, that's fine. But if I've got some praisers, if I've got some worshipers, you mind coming down front and worship with us this morning? If you've got a reason to dance, lift your voice and say,
His body was broken for our transgressions, but I'm so glad that's not where the story ends.
The Lamb that was slain that day rose in victory, and since that day sin has lost its grip on me.
Hallelujah.
He's
alive.
Lift up the highest praise and say,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His resurrection is my freedom. Hallelujah. See, he
gave me a reason to dance. Hallelujah.
He gave me
a reason to dance.
Gave me a reason.
Gave me a reason to dance. Hallelujah. Gave me a reason to dance.
See,
he became sin.
Who knew no sin. That we might become. His righteousness, his body was broken for our transgressions. But I'm so glad that's not where the story ends. The Lamb that was slain
that day rose in victory.
And since that day,
sin has lost its grip on me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's alive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The voices say,
he's alive.
A reason to dance. Hallelujah. He gave me a reason to dance.
He gave me a reason to dance.
Hallelujah.
Gave me a reason to dance.
Hallelujah.
Gave me a reason to dance.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody feel that way in the place today?
Gave me a reason to dance. Hallelujah.
Gave me a reason to dance. Listen up and say, I'm dancing out of my grave clothes. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Morning's here and I'm grateful. for the Savior God up in victory.
Dancing out of my grave,
whom the sun sets free.
Whom the sun sets free is free.
Morning, tear and
I'm grateful
for the Savior.
For the Savior God up in victory.
I'm dancing
out of my grave,
whom the sun sets free.
Whom the sun sets free is free indeed.
Morning, tear and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in I'm dancing
out of my grave.
The sun sets free.
Whom the sun sets free is free.
Morning, cheering,
I'm grateful
for the Savior.
For the Savior God.
It's time to lift this thing. I'm dancing out of
my grave.
Whom the sun sets free
is free indeed.
Morning, cheering, I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your risen Savior Jesus. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing he is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah. He is alive.
He is alive.
Lift it up.
Hallelujah.
He is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah.
He is alive.
He gave me a reason.
Gave me a reason to live. Hallelujah. Gave me a reason to live.
He gave me a reason.
Gave me a reason to live.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Gave me a reason to
live. Did he give you a reason?
Gave me a reason to live.
Did he save your soul?
Gave me a reason.
Did he heal your body today?
Gave me a reason.
Has he renewed your mind?
Gave me a reason to
listen up and say, I'm dancing out of my grave. Come, makes a declaration. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Morning's here and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory. I'm dancing out of my grave. Come, whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Morning's here and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory. I'm dancing out of my grave.
Whom the sun sets free is free in me.
Morning's here and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory. I'm dancing out of my grave clothes. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Morning's here and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory. Sing, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up.
Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Get up, get up, get up, get up,
get up,
get up, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive.
Hallelujah.
is alive. Sing hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. Somebody shout hallelujah today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you the highest praise today, Jesus. You're my risen Savior, my risen King. Hallelujah. Is anybody thankful they serve a living God today? He's not just some amazing man that came and made his mark in history, died and left, and that was it. But he rose from the dead, took death, hell, and the grave. He's not like anybody else from the past. Because the Bible says that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the same Jesus that was walking the streets in the New Testament is the same Jesus that I've got in my spirit today, who is thankful to serve a living King.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, we praise you, mighty God. We praise you, mighty God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Happy Resurrection Day. Oh, God is good. God is good all the time. Welcome. Welcome to everybody. Welcome to the friendliest church in town. We're about to prove it to you. Get ready. We're about to prove it. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to greet one another. We have a full house. Woo! Somebody just turn around. Look around. The ushers are trying to find seats. Let's greet one another for a moment. Find somebody you don't know. Welcome them in. Kids choir. Thank you. right, everybody look up here and look at the cuteness. How cute are they? If our ushers would prepare to receive an offering. Actually, you know what, ushers? There's pandemonium. Let's hold off. We'll wait till after the kids sing. Everybody together say, aww. They're so cute. Can everybody see? Try not to be in front of these. We're trying to scoot them to the sides and part in the waters here. It's like herding cats. We're trying. We want everybody to be seen. Everybody again, all together. Aww. I'm trying to get everybody to come in and get their seats. Why don't we make our way to our seats? Y'all, this is just a whole Holy Ghost party today. I can't let y'all loose. All right. Look at your neighbor and tell him, find your seat. We're just going to have to go clearer. How about everybody find your seat? That would be awesome, because what we want is for you to be able to sit so you can see the kids. How about we sit, and then everybody who's standing and talking will feel awkward. I'm going to give you a chance to stand and take photos. They're all so cute. We're getting there. We're at about 95% participation. There's always that one kid. And it's him today. All right. Since it's all about you. All right. Now, at some point, we do want you to worship with these children. But we also want all the parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents to be able to see. So maybe hold that phone up real quick and snap your shot. Because we want to make these kids feel comfortable. And they're here to lead us into worship. How awesome is that? This one really likes the mic. Here, tell everybody Happy Easter.
I said that.
Oh. I said Happy Easter. I don't know what that was. This was tongues and interpretation. Good job. Can you say Happy Easter?
Happy Easter.
There we go. All right. Without further ado, our children. We even have a teddy bear singing today.
Glory, the lifter of our hands. You have the are the glory, the lifter of my head. You have the only name by which we can be saved. I call you Jesus. Oh, I call you Jesus. Oh, nobody's greater than you. No one is stronger than you. No name is higher than the name of Jesus. Nobody's
There's no name higher. There's no name greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't they awesome? Let's give them a round of applause. Some of them are still trying to figure out what they're doing up here. Unfortunately, you got to go back to your parents. You don't get to preach today. Landon, over this way, Bubba. Over there. All right, they're going to make their way to their parents. They're so adorable. We're glad we've been practicing for the last 5 weeks, since they all clearly knew it. Y'all, it is my favorite part. The kids are so cute. We had one to preach, one was sobbing. Mom had to come get her. It was awesome. All right, I'm going to make some very fun announcements while the chaos ensues. If you're a first-time guest here today, I'd say that it's not usually this crazy, but that would be lying. We're usually a little crazier, aren't we? We're just one big, happy, crazy family. All right, welcome to our crazy. All right, so I need a handy-dandy assistant. How about Jonathan? You're nice and tall. You be my handy-dandy assistant. So everybody say... merch, pop-up shop. Now, ask your neighbor, what does merch mean? Because I don't understand that word. That's the cool way to say merchandise, all right? So look at your neighbor and say, I'm a cool kid. All right. Merch pop-up shop. We've got some really cool stuff happening this morning downstairs in the chapel. And so Jonathan's going to show you. So this coming week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, everybody say spring revival. Say, that's for me. Oh, that means all of you are going to be here. Oh, hi, I'm expecting 450 people Tuesday night. Oh, yeah. You're not going to call me a liar, right? Okay. Hold this shirt up, Jonathan. For all to see, in the front it says Antioch Central, and on the back it says Spring Revival 2024. Here he comes. Look at, oh yeah, he thinks he's Vanna White or something. I don't know. I'm sorry, can you delete that? Inside voice. All right. We have a Spring Revival t-shirt. We have, some of you had this before, we have a new printing of this, the fruit t-shirt. So on the front, it says, can you come back here for a second, Vanna? All right, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. And on the back, it has salvation facts. Super cool. You guys love these shirts last year, so we printed up some new ones. All right, so... You are, yeah, I did. It's all about you. All right. We have more Chosen Youth shirts. So if you have not gotten a Chosen Youth shirt, it says some really small print that I can't read at all. So we're going to leave that. Is there anything on the back? Oh, I'm sorry. Boring. No, we love our Chosen Youth shirts. Go ahead and get you one of those today. Yay. And if my family will be all queued up and ready to go, I need my family queued up and ready to go. Y'all know what I mean? Sister Barr, I need my family ready. Oh, wait. Oh, they are super ready. All right, y'all stay right there. Don't look at them. Y'all are looking at me. Okay. It's all about me. All right, we have a fresh printing of our Grow shirts. Everybody asked for more of these last year, and so we have a fresh printing of our Grow shirts. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may be glory God forever. Amen. All right, that's what's on the back of those. Super cool. This is some cool merch. All right, before I lose you entirely, because I will in just a minute, because you're going to be overcome with cuteness. Wait, y'all turn around so nobody can see what you're holding. All right, now look at me. Right here. You know what? I am. I'm done with you. Come. All right. But I do need you to sing in a couple minutes, so don't take me too literally. All right, here's the thing. What we want you to know is the company that printed the Spring Revival shirts and the Fruit shirts, they misprinted them. So I, in fact, am actually holding you misprinted shirts. They sent us a huge box of misprinted shirts, and the new shirts were supposed to be delivered yesterday, and they were not. So they have assured us we will have them on Monday. So here's what I want you to do. If you're interested in the Spring Revival shirt, the blue one, or the Fruit shirt, you can still purchase it today, and you'll just pick it up on Tuesday if you come to Spring Revival. If you don't come, then we're going to give away your shirt that you paid for. All right. So that's the deal. Everything else you can grab off the tables. There's lots of people down there to help you try to make this go quickly. I know everybody's got ham in the oven and all that good stuff. But without further ado, I want this beautiful Miss Lanik family to come on up. All right. Don't let them see what you're holding. You have to hide it. Okay. We'll have you come on this side first, and then maybe if that side can't see. All right. Come on, girls. All right. All right. Right here. Let's do this side. All right. We have, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, family t-shirts. All right. Dad, let's see yours. I go to the friendliest church in town. Mom. All right. We've got shirt for Mom. We've got shirt for Melody. Hold yours up. Natalie. I don't know which one's Natalie. Natalie. Amelia. Hold it up. There we go. And Jackson. How about a onesie for Jackson? That's so cute. All right. Y'all need to go down there. Let them see it. Let them see the cuteness of that onesie. James, you're getting one. I promise, baby, you're going to get one from Gigi. All right, show them all. How cute is this? Old Navy can just do away with their shirts. We got the friendliest church in town. All right, so you guys are awesome. Good job. These will be on sale today as well. So get your family shirts today. You just made them think they were getting a free one. That's so sad. We need their money. Goodness. All right, so today only, Easter merch pop-up shop, perch mop-up shop. For every three items you spend, three or more items, you will get 10% off your total purchase. So you probably saw a couple of signs around the building. They're everywhere. So you can go downstairs either through the back doors. There's arrows pointing you in the direction. Find somebody who goes here, and they can help you get through the maze downstairs. Or you can go out this way. Either way, you can go out to the merch pop-up shop. So we are so glad you're here today. Now that you guys have all sat and had a great time, you can come up now, please. Save me. I'm going to put these away while they come up and everybody stares. If our ushers would get ready. How many of you are going to get a shirt today? Oh, Okay, how many more than two? All right, going once. All right, three people are going to get a shirt today. Children, raise your hands. Oh, yeah, all the kids want a shirt, which means mom and dad need to buy a shirt because we all got to match. Where's our ushers? We're going to stand and go ahead and be ready to give our offering here in just a minute. Aren't you so glad to be in the house of the Lord? This is a free will offering. This is something we do as a part of our worship. If you're a guest here, you're under no obligation to give. But we are just so glad you're here. And have everybody say, no service this evening. So I'm going to give right now. Oh, nobody even repeated that. There's no service this evening. We want you to spend some time with your family and friends. Let's go ahead and give. As you make your way back to your seat, why don't we just close our eyes? We're going to enter into a time of worship this morning. Some of you said, thank you, Lord. We're finally going to worship. That's what I came to do. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. You're such an awesome God. Why don't we lift that up to Him? Tell Him today, you're such an awesome God. We praise you, we lift you up. I thank you for saving my soul. I thank you for dying on a cross for me. How about we do that? Thank Him. Thank you for dying for me, Jesus. Thank you for bleeding for me, Jesus. Thank you for suffering for me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You call the sun to rise, and you lay it down to rest. You hold this heart of mine, and you hold my every breath. Such an awesome God, so mighty, so holy, so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless, so generous, so faithful you are. Seated in majesty, reigning in holiness, the table is set for me, for you are the living bread. Such an awesome God, so mighty,
so holy,
He's so wonderful. Oh, you are
such an awesome God,
so selfless, so generous, so faithful you are. Such an awesome God, so mighty, so holy, so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless.
generous, so faithful you are.
And nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. There's nothing sweeter than Your love. Jesus, the Son of God, He hung on a cross to die, but not even death itself could hold You down, for You rose to life. Such an awesome God, so mighty,
so holy,
He's so wonderful.
So
oh, You are
such an awesome God, so selfless,
so generous,
and
so faithful. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Nothing comes close to the Lord Almighty. Nothing as sweet as His love and mercy. Such an awesome God, so selfless, so generous, so faithful You are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You may be seated if you'd like to.
balcony of space stepped a pure and holy God, and in awesome solitude he stood alone. Not one faint star to give him light, just endless rolling black as night. But somehow through all the darkness he could see. He saw mountains high and lofty. He saw valleys lush and green. He saw babbling brooks, wildflowers grow, even heard a robin sing. But he felt a strange compassion as close to love as pain can be. Standing out there in his tomorrows, he saw me. He saw me in his likeness. He saw me just like him. Pure, clean, and holy, spotless, white within. But he saw me bound in heavy chains and longed to set me free. But he knew that if I became like him, he must become like me.
Jesus made it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
He washed it white as snow.
Sing it.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Oh, I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Oh, thank you for bleeding and dying for me, Jesus.
trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Oh, I'll cherish it.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you.
God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Darkened and the heavens thundered, but for a moment death had thought it had conquered, but it wasn't over till he said it's over. Your word is greater still. The perfect sacrifice, your body broken, as you restore to us what sin had stolen. Once and for all, you tore the veil wide open. Your power is stronger still. Oh, praise, oh, praise to the name above all names, Jesus, you reign, 'cause you're the name above all names. Oh, yes, you are.
You turn the grave into a new beginning. Our God is risen, you're alive and breathing.
There's nothing
that can rise against your victory.
Your name
is higher still.
Your name is higher still. There is no name higher. There is no name greater. The cross still stands. The blood still flows. The work is finished. And hell still knows that the grave is still empty. The stone is still rolled. And you're still high and lifted up. You're still seated on the throne.
Oh,
the cross still stands. The work is finished.
And hell still knows that the grave is still empty.
It's still empty.
The stone is still rolled. And you're still high, lifted up. You're still seated on the throne.
The cross still stands. The blood still flows.
It's finished. And hell still knows that the grave is still empty.
Yes.
Still rolls. And you're still high and lifted up. You're still seated on the throne.
Oh, praise.
The name above.
but the grave is still empty. The stone is still wrong, and you're still high and lifted up. You're still seated on the throne. The cross still stands.
The cross still stands.
The blood still flows.
The blood is still
flowing. The work is finished, and hell still knows that the grave is still empty. The stone is still wrong, and you're still high and lifted up. You're still seated on the throne. Oh, praise, oh, praise
to the name above,
to the name above all names,
Jesus,
Jesus,
you reign,
you reign,
you're
the name above all names,
you're the name above all,
the name above all names,
Jesus.
The name above all names,
Jesus. Yes, you are. You're the name above all names, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Why don't we just go ahead and lift that name up for a few more moments? It's the name above every name. It's the name that's above every name. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's salvation in that name. There's peace in that name. There's hope in that name. It's the name above all names. Oh, there's something about that name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. John chapter 20, I'll begin reading with verse 1. I want to echo what my wife has already said and welcome all of you today, especially if you're a guest with us today. We're so thankful you chose to spend Easter Sunday with us. Thank you for coming. We pray that the presence of God will touch you today. Amen. John chapter 20, verse number 1 says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together. And the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed." I want to preach to you for a few minutes this morning on this subject. Still empty? Still empty? Oh, hallelujah. The grave is going to be empty of Jesus' body forever. But an empty grave means you don't have to be empty. If Father, we thank you for this opportunity to join together today and celebrate your resurrection. Lord, I realize for many today is just an excuse to buy chocolate and get some peeps and have some good dinner, but we're not here today because of that. We're here because you came, you died, you were buried, and you rose again. And you remain risen, and we've come not to just commemorate, but we've come to celebrate, and we've also come to experience the resurrection power that still works today. So God, I pray that your Spirit would speak to us today. You would minister to us through your word, Lord. We trust you. We believe you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The grave is still empty. He rose and he remains risen. And now seated on the throne. What an amazing thing to not just know intellectually, but to know experientially that the grave is empty and he has risen. I wonder if there's anybody here today that can testify to the fact that you have experienced the power of his resurrection in a personal way. It's not just based on what somebody else has said. It's not based on word of mouth. It's not based on rumor. But like the psalmist said, you have tasted and you have seen that the Lord is good. I know we probably have some English scholars here today, so permit my elementary English lesson, but it's pretty early on that we learn about synonyms and homonyms and antonyms, and we know that synonyms are words that basically mean the same thing, small, tiny, many, pretty, beautiful, gorgeous. That all describes the comedian that was up here earlier, my wife. If you're a guest today, we balance each other out very well. Then we know of homonyms. Those are words that sometimes they're words that have the exact same spelling, but can have different meanings. For example, the word bank can have the same spelling. It can be a place where you put your money. It can be the sides of a river. We know that homonyms can also be spelled differently, but they sound the same. This one kind of cracks me up sometimes. People have a tendency to kind of get this wrong, and that's alter and alter. This place that sometimes we come down to pray and worship, we call it an altar, A-L-T-A-R. The good thing is when you get to the altar and truly surrender at the altar, you will alter. A-L-T-E-R. Of course, there's many others, words like scent, and scent. The scent of something that smells good, hopefully smells good. Scent that we used to carry in our pockets and now have a shortage of in our world, supposedly. Where did all the coins go? Scent as in send someone. And then there's the word that's a part of our theme today, still. That word still can mean be still. The Lord told Moses in Exodus 14 and 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still. Or Moses said to the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Sometimes you just need to be still. and wait on God to show up. If you're facing some troubles in your life today, can I tell you, sometimes you need to just quit running and trying every different thing that comes down the pike, and you just need to be still and let God show up and see the salvation of the Lord. Of course, we know that word still also means still in the sense of something that is still happening, something that happened and is still happening. Hence, the grave is still empty. I'm not a big museum person. I don't like going to museums with people that like to read every single placard. I like the pictures. I like the videos. Let's go. You like those things, that's your prerogative. Enjoy them. But you know what? When you go to a museum, you don't go there to experience firsthand what happened. You go there to commemorate. You go there to pay tribute, to honor things that have happened. There are two memorials in particular in Washington, D.C. that are fairly well known. They're fairly recognizable landmarks. That is the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial. I don't think I have to tell you this, but Lincoln's not alive anymore. Elvis might still be alive, I don't know, but Lincoln's not alive. So you can go and stand in the Lincoln Memorial and see that big statue of Abraham Lincoln and think about the things that he did in his lifetime, and that's all well and good, very important part of our history. But I've come to tell you today there's a big difference between Resurrection Sunday that we are celebrating and standing in the Lincoln Memorial thinking about what Lincoln did in the past, because Lincoln can't do anymore what he did. Whatever Lincoln may have done to impact this nation, it's history, it's past. But I'm here today to tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He did, He can still do today. Whatever miracles He did in the past, He can still do. He didn't just heal in the past, He heals today. He didn't just deliver in the past, He delivers today. He didn't just save in the past, He saves today. I think my favorite verse in the Bible, many of you have heard me say this before, but my favorite verse in the Bible, all scripture is important, but my favorite verse in the Bible is Job chapter 42 and verse number 5. And Job says, I heard of you with my ears. But now that I've gone through everything I've been through, now that I suffered great loss and dealt with the tragedies that I dealt with, but after that you restored and you gave it all back to me. Before all of that, I only heard about you. But he says, now I have seen you with my own eyes. Can I tell you today, if you've never experienced the power of God in your life personally, it is God's desire for you not just to hear, but to feel and see and experience who He is, what He can do. The grave is still empty. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse number 1, Solomon says, I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with myrrh. Therefore, enjoy pleasure, and behold, this is all vanity. The Message Bible says it this way, I said to myself, let's go for it. Experiment with pleasure. Have a good time. But there was nothing to it, nothing but smoke. King James' word there at the end of verse 1 is vanity. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you will find the word vanity in the King James Bible 33 times, and I think it's 11 or 12 chapters. 33 different times Solomon says that various things are vanity. In this chapter, chapter 2 alone, 8 different times it says it has the word vanity in it. That word vanity in the original language means emptiness. Figuratively, it is something transitory. Something transitory is of brief duration and unsatisfactory. Webster says the word vanity means want of substance to satisfy desire, emptiness, falsity. In verse 1 of Ecclesiastes 2, what Solomon says is, what he's saying is, I made up my mind I was going to do whatever I wanted to do. I was going to get whatever I wanted to get. If Solomon lived in today's world, it is my understanding that his wealth would put him at the top of the list of the most wealthiest men in the world. Anybody have any place you'd like to go for a vacation? You have a bucket list dream vacation, but the bank doesn't match the list. How many of you here today, you are driving your dream car? How many of you? Got a couple hands. You're driving your dream car. How many of you are not driving your dream car? Why? Because you don't have, more than likely, it's simply because you don't have the funds to buy it, right? Yeah. Well, that wasn't the case with Solomon. Solomon had the ability, he had the resources, he was also the king, and so whatever he wanted, he got it. If you read through, I'm not going to take the time to do it, but if you read through all of chapter 2, Solomon goes through all of the various things that he got, he purchased, as a way of just seeing if something would make him happy. And he concludes all of it by saying, it's all empty. It's all empty. Most of us here today will never experience what it means to be able to buy anything we want, go anywhere we want. But take it from somebody who did, and his words are forever written, that said, I did it. I got whatever I wanted. I went wherever I wanted. I experienced whatever I wanted, and I've come to the conclusion that it's all empty. It would be very depressing today if that was the end of the story. If everything was really just emptiness, then we just need to go, I don't know, somewhere. But listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 4, verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. And, you know, if you read verse 6 and verse 8, you know, it all just kind of sounds like a coincidence. Jesus just kind of happened to get tired at the well and just happened to just kind of sit there and wait. And the disciples just happened to be hungry. And so he just happened to send them off to get something to eat. If you read a few verses before where I started, you'll find where Jesus said to his disciples, I need to go through Samaria. It wasn't a coincidence that he got tired at this well, and it wasn't a coincidence that the disciples went to get something to eat. Can I tell you today, there are some things in your life that you may think are just coincidence. They may just have seemed to happen, but there is a God who is sovereign, who knows what you need, knows where you need to be, and has the ability to put all the pieces together. The right place and the right time. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? She didn't quite catch the fact that he switched gears on her. He started off talking about the physical water in the well, but he had come there to meet a much deeper need than just a glass of water. Sir, you don't have anything to draw this water that you're talking about with, and art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. Again, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. You see, Jesus was aware of the fact that true satisfaction does not come from anything temporal. The Apostle Paul said, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Because the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. If you are trying to fill the emptiness inside of you today with something that you can see, I'm here to tell you, you may have a momentary satisfaction, but you are going to get empty again real quick. Let me just qualify what I'm about to say in that I've got my own stuff. I've got my own sins that I've done that God had to forgive me for. So what I'm about to say is not intended to be a criticism or a judgment or a self-righteous attitude, but if you will permit me to use the example, I think by the grace of God, I've never tried drugs. The only drugs I've ever done were prescription. But I've heard that the more drugs you do, the more it takes. Has anybody heard that? Anybody can verify that rumor that you heard that from somebody else? Well, since we're all just sinners saved by grace, let me rephrase that. Is there anybody here today that you can say by past experience, what got you high the first time didn't get you as high the same amount the next time or several times from that. Yeah. Because that's the way it works with what is natural. Every time you need a little bit more, and eventually you probably run out of the resources to get more. But Jesus said, what you're really looking for. Some of y'all won't know nothing about this, but from several decades ago, what you're looking for, I'm the one you're looking for. What you're searching for, you don't search. What you're looking for, what you're looking for. Hey. I don't know how, I shouldn't say this. I don't know how somebody came so popular by just saying words for everybody else to sing. But anyway. Jesus said, you're not going to find fulfillment from something natural. But there's an empty grave so that you don't have to be empty. There's an empty grave so that you can drink of the living water that Jesus told the woman at the well that she could drink of. A couple of chapters later, Jesus says this in John 7 and verse number 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, if any man is still empty, if any man is still longing, there were I understand this passage correctly. They had been, this feast, this celebration had been going on for several days, and scholars say that this was the eighth day, and after days of celebration and commemoration, Jesus stands up and asks what would seem to be an odd question, except he understood that all you've been doing the last several days is you've been drinking from water from a well. But it hasn't really satisfied you. And so what I want you to know is if anybody is still thirsty, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You say, well, what is that living water all about? Verse number 39 makes it very clear. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Anybody still empty? If you're still empty, he's saying, I've got what you need to fill you. You know, we can see in a little bit of a modern day context of what Solomon said. And I won't call any names, and I won't use any specific situations. I'll let you just fill in those blanks. But we can watch time and time again as some of the wealthiest people in our world, people that have access, people that have the resources and to be able to do what they want to do and live wherever they want to live, we find that they are caught up in sexual perversion. They're caught up in addictions. They're caught up in broken relationships. You know what I think the root of all of that is? That like Solomon, they have succeeded in accumulating things, but there's still this tormenting emptiness. And so they're grasping for something else, for something new. you because they're empty. They lay down on their bed at night and they can't go to sleep because of the emptiness that's on the inside. But you don't have to be empty today. It doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. It doesn't matter what car you drive. If you are thirsty today, he said, if anybody is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. I know the end of the year, everybody celebrates the birth of Jesus, and here we are in springtime and we celebrate the resurrection. But the bottom line is you can't separate the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I'm thankful that he was born, but if he had not have died and rose again, we would not have been here. It's the birth, it's the death, it's the resurrection that we celebrate all those things, not just Christmas and Easter. We get to celebrate them. We get to experience them every day. He said, verse 39 said, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, because the Holy Ghost was not yet given. But all we got to do is turn a few pages in our Bible in Acts chapter number 2, and we find the day where this verse is fulfilled. They were all gathered together in the upper room. They were waiting for the outpouring of the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled. The empty tomb meant they did not have to be empty anymore. I wonder if there's anybody today that can just rejoice a little bit with me this morning that because of an empty tomb, you are not empty anymore. Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The grave is still empty. But you don't have to be, because he's still doing what he did before. There are those, in fact, I've heard there are some, even some Christian denominations that will tell you that miracles aren't for us anymore. That God doesn't do those things anymore. I don't know about you, but if that's the truth, I'm not interested in that kind of God. You and I, that's not the way. You and I, we the older we get, we can't do the things we used to do. Although I'm in this season right now, some of you are in, some of you have been through, but I'm in this season right now where I can't do the things I used to do, but I still try them. I used to do them, and the next day I didn't pay a price for doing them. Now I do them, and I feel that I did them. I've been doing my own mulch in my own yard for years. I can go through 2 or 3 yards of mulch in 4 or 5 hours by myself. Last year I did that. And at 51, it didn't go quite as well. I mean, as long as I kept moving, it was okay. And Friday, freshly mulching my yard, and Brother Mike Rumchek, guy that was on second keys here, he came and did all the hauling. All I did was the spreading. Friday night, I felt it. What in the world? Why am I this bad from just raking mulch around? That's the way it is as humans. We get weaker. We can't do as much as we used to do. But I'm not interested in a God who gets weaker. I'm not interested in a God who used to be able to do something, but for some reason He can't do it anymore. That's not a God to me. So I'm here today to tell you by personal experience that He can still do today what He's done before. He can still heal. He can still provide. He can still fill. He can still save. Because Acts chapter 2 and verse 39 says that the promise is to them. But then He said it's to those that are afar off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Is there anybody here today that believes God is still calling? Is there anybody here today that believes God is still calling? Well, if God is still calling, then God is still filling. If God is still calling, God is still moving. If God is still calling, God is still providing. He's still making a way where there seems to be no way. He's still answering things that may seem to be impossible. He's the same. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to stand, if you will. If you've come to this place with a need in your life today, whatever that need may be, I'm here to tell you that God is still meeting needs. And if you're a guest today and friend, family member, or you just happen to show up here today, hopefully it goes without saying, we would love for you to come back. We'd love for you to become a part of us. But I want to tell you, whether you ever come back or not, if you've got an emptiness today, if you're living with that emptiness down inside, there's only one thing that can fill it. Whether you ever come here again or not, that's irrelevant. It's our hope and prayer that while the grave is still empty, you don't have to be. So I want to ask you to do this if you would. If this is your first time in an apostolic service, I'm sure there's been plenty of things already that have been different. And as my wife said earlier, we can get a little crazier than this sometimes. But I'm going to ask you to do this. As you're standing there, if you would just bow your head, close your eyes for a moment. And I'm going to ask that whether you intend to respond at all on your own, that's fine. But if nothing else, just kind of out of respect for those around you. And so as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I want to make an invitation right now. Again, this is not intended to be an invitation to join this church. But if you've got a need today, You've come into this place today with sickness in your body. You've come in this place today with a disease in your body. I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ still heals. You've come into this place today battling anxiety, battling depression. Jesus Christ still delivers. If you've come into this place today empty and you've never received that wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost that Jesus told the woman at the well about and stood there at the end of that feast and talked about, you don't have to leave here empty today. So head bowed and eyes closed. I want to give an invitation. If you need something today, if you want to be filled today, to step out of your seat and make your way down to the front of this sanctuary, as I said already, what we call the altar. As you do that, if you're a guest, you won't have to do that alone. I promise you somebody will, they'll come and join with you this morning. It's the desire that you not just leave here today having commemorated a religious holiday. It's our desire that you don't just leave here today and say, you know what, it was Easter and I went to church because it was Easter. It's our desire for you to experience something from God. Church, some of you are already helping, but if you would help us out. I don't want anybody praying alone right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, by the power of your Spirit today, we thank you that the tomb is still empty. We thank you that the grave is still empty, but we thank you also that we don't have to still be empty. We don't have to remain empty today. We can be filled. Because of an empty grave, we can have a full heart. Because of an empty grave, we can have a full heart. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he said, if any man, doesn't matter what you've done, doesn't matter where you come from today, doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made, the invitation is to you. The invitation is for you. Hallelujah.
How great he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's still moving. He's still proving just how great he is. How great he is. He's still moving.
He's still proving.
He's still proving just how great he is. How great
he's still showing.
He is.
He's still showing
still
how great
moving.
He is. He's still showing what he can do.
Just how great he is.
In the name
how
of Jesus.
He is. He's still moving.
Oh, yes.
He's still proving just how great he is. How great he is.
Thank you,
he's
Lord.
He's still moving.
He's still proving.
He's still proving just how great,
oh, how great
he is.
How great
he is.
Hallelujah.
He's still moving.
He's still proving.
He's still proving.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
He is.
Thank you, Lord.
How great he is.
Hallelujah.
Is there anything to hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, 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 no. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
With God, all things are possible.
Is there anything too hard?
With God, all things are possible.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, 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 no.
He's still moving.
He's still proving just
he's still
how great
moving.
He is.
How great
he is. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Whenever you need to go, you're welcome to. People are going to continue praying for a little bit more. Don't forget the pop-up merchandise shop. And also, there's a place downstairs if you want to get a family photo taken. There's signs that will help guide you there. But there'll be a photographer down there, and the pictures will be made available later. How great he is.